And welcome back to the Epstein Chronicles. David Boies, lawyer for Virginia Roberts and Annie Farmer, has given his first interview since Ghislaine Maxwell has been sentenced. And in this interview with The Independent, he talks about how the other people who were involved in all of this, and as we all know, there were a lot of other people involved in all of this, how they should be held responsible now that Maxwell has been. And for me, there is no other way that this should go. When you have as many people involved on a day-to-day basis as we had involved with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, there is no way anyone can convince me that this isn't a RICO case and that there aren't other people who shouldn't be brought in. Now, we have all of the names Virginia has given us already. And David Boies and company, they've handed all of that information over to the feds. They did that in 2015. So it's not like the feds didn't have this information, like they were waiting for somebody to come forward and clue them in on what happened. We all know what happened. And the FBI dropped the ball like it has many, many times before when it comes to severe, serious sexual assault investigations. Just take a look at how they're on the hook right now when it comes to Larry Nassar. This is something that has been pervasive within the FBI. They might not want to address it, but it's very clear for everybody else who's paying attention that the FBI really has dropped the ball time and time again here. And if they don't go after this the way they should, and they don't go after all these other people, well, it's just another fumble, isn't it? All right, today our article is from The Independent, and the author of this article is Bevan Hurley. Headline, Virginia Roberts' lawyer on prosecuting powerful abusers. There are many people involved in this beyond Maxwell and Epstein. Virginia Roberts' attorney tells Bevan Hurley, the rich and powerful implicated in the Epstein-Maxwell sex trafficking ring deserve to be brought to justice. 100%. And if there isn't a grand jury panel impaneled right now, then I don't know what they're doing. Because there's as much circumstantial evidence out there to arrest people like Indyke and Kahn and Sarah Kellen Vickers as there was to bring in Maxwell. So what are they waiting for? And why have they waited this long? When powerhouse attorney David Boies received the news that Ghislaine Maxwell had been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for child sex trafficking last week, he allowed himself a wry smile. It was very satisfying, Mr. Boies told The Independent in his first interview since the sentencing. This was an important step. There's no doubt this was an important step. A huge step. It sends a message too, right? But it only matters if the follow-through continues. What do you think? Whoever's out there engaging in human trafficking right now is going to see the sentence that Ghislaine Maxwell got or that R. Kelly got and say to themselves, oh, well, this isn't worth it. We're going to stop, because that's not going to happen, no matter how harsh the sentence is. This needs to be a message to the people who were involved. And the only way that this message can truly be sent, like they say they want to send it, is if they bring in the rest of these people. But he also felt a lingering sense of unfinished business about the many wealthy and powerful figures who have not had to answer for their roles in Jeffrey Epstein and Maxwell's decades-long pyramid scheme of abuse. I get it. I understand. Now, obviously, I'm nowhere near as close to all of this as David Boies is. Dude's been in the trenches fighting against Epstein and Maxwell for years now. But I understand what he means with the unfinished business part, because I feel the same way here on this podcast. There's a lot of unfinished business. And all of these people like Indyke and Kahn and Vickers especially, they definitely need to be brought in. Because if not, then what has really been accomplished besides, you know, bringing Maxwell to justice, which is great. Don't get me wrong. As I've said a million times, definitely a huge part of fixing the problem. But it takes a little bit of the shine and the lacquer off of it if you don't follow through with the next step. Mr. Boies has for decades been one of America's best-known litigants, famously, but unsuccessfully, representing the Democratic Party candidate Al Gore in a case against George W. Bush to settle the contested 2000 presidential election. The 81-year-old represented Annie Farmer and Virginia Roberts in civil lawsuits against Epstein and Maxwell. I remember when all of that was going on in 2000, and you had the whole battle royale about the hanging Chad and the armies of lawyers and the lawsuits and all of the days it took to get the election locked in. And still, there's a lot of people who don't even believe that those election results were what they are. In 2015, he handed over their entire civil file to the Justice Department in the hopes they would investigate and prosecute Epstein, Maxwell, and some of the dozens of other rich and powerful associates named and identified by Miss Roberts. And this should have happened back then. All of those people who were directly implicated by Virginia Roberts, especially, considering she went on record and stated those names, those people should all be looked at under the world's largest microscope. Every one of them should be brought in, put under oath, and they should all have to testify about their relationship with Epstein. And that includes guys like Bill Richardson. Because everything we've heard from Virginia leading up to this point has been at least some of the foundational basis for these convictions. And we've seen what's happened to people when there's been defamation lawsuits as well. Those people end up getting charged afterwards. She has shown that she's to be believed, at least in my opinion. So when she's pointing her finger at these other people, why should I believe that they weren't involved? Especially considering that you can put the receipts together and the paperwork to put them in Epstein's presence a whole bunch of times. So all of those people, every last one of them, should be brought in. And if this was a RICO case like it should have been, they all would have been brought in. But so far, only three people have been held criminally liable. They are Epstein, who died by suicide in prison in 2019, allegedly, age 66, while awaiting trial for sex trafficking, his close friend, Jean-Luc Brunel, 76, who in February hanged himself in a Paris jail where he had been held for a year on suspicion of rape of minors and trafficking of minors for sexual exploitation, and Maxwell, convicted in New York on 5 sex trafficking counts in late December and jailed for 20 years at her sentencing on June 28th. But, you know, it's just a coincidence that Brunel and Epstein both suffered the same fate, huh? Now, with Brunel, doesn't seem as odd, the manner of his death. Again, I'm not an expert on French lockups or French prisons, so I'm certainly not somebody who would sit here and tell you with any confidence, one way or the other, oh, I'm certain that XXX or X occurred in that French jail. I have no idea. Looks to me like Brunel probably killed himself. Now, is that 100% certain? Man, is anything 100% certain in this case, besides the fact that these people are scumbags? But with Epstein, boy, oh boy, there sure is a lot there. The cameras, Tartaglione, I won't beat a dead horse, but you get my drift. There are many people who were involved in this beyond Maxwell and Epstein and Brunel, Mr. Boies told The Independent. Sex trafficking could not have gone on remotely at the scale at which it went on, or for the duration that it went on, without the collaboration and cooperation of a lot of additional people. These people, too, should be brought to justice. But as time goes on and the prosecutors don't do anything, I think the chances that actually happens diminishes. Look, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. He's just giving you the truth. We all want to hope and pray that the prosecutors are going to move forward and that the co-conspirators are going to be brought to justice. Many of the famous names who flew on Epstein's so-called Lolita Express private jet have come out during civil litigation and at Maxwell's trial. They include Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, and Prince Andrew. The two former U.S. presidents have adamantly denied any knowledge of Epstein's crimes, while Prince Andrew settled a civil sexual assault case with Ms. Roberts for a reported $17 million in February. They say $14 million here. That's not the right number. But there are many names who have remained out of the public eye. Their identities hidden in sealed files at the Justice Department. A lot of the materials from our 2015-16 civil actions, which the government got, are still sealed to the public, Mr. Boyce said. These kinds of records should not be sealed. He is 100% correct about that, especially in this case. If there is any elected official or anyone who's taking or has taken public money involved in any lists such as this, they should be outed right away. They generally fall into two categories, Mr. Boyce says. They are Epstein and Maxwell lieutenants who were involved in recruiting, grooming, and supervising the survivors that were trafficked. And then there are the other people who the survivors were trafficked to, which include a lot of rich and powerful people around the world, Mr. Boyce added. They're all heavily protected by cadres of lawyers and PR consultants and political consultants. And you've got to have a prosecutor who is really committed to the cause of sex trafficking that is prepared to take that group on. Well, if there's any prosecutor out there who has that courage, you better believe that there are plenty of us who are ready to take the fight to these people. And if you have any kind of interest in later on political office, this is a surefire way to get yourself elected. You go after people like Epstein's associates, you are definitely going to get the attention of people who are paying attention. And those votes, boy, they'll sure pour in. Imagine that campaign. I'm the man or woman who put away Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein's associates, I mean. I continued the case when no one else wanted to do it. My career could have been ended. You know, yada, 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 yada. But there's no one out there that wants to do it. Why? What are all of these prosecutors so scared of? Again, it comes back to the SDNY, right? Like I always say. The folks over at the SDNY, they run around and they talk about how they're the greatest at this. They're the greatest at that. They bring in all these convictions. Well, where are they at? They bring in convictions if it's, you know, people like maybe Khalif Browder or your cousin. But when it comes to these rich and powerful people like Glenn Dubin, like Les Wexner, like Alan Dershowitz, these people don't get brought to justice. That's only for peons, right? The children of never like us. Mr. Boyce said many of the survivors were easy to ignore, as Epstein and Maxwell deliberately sought out vulnerable girls, often from single-parent households and difficult financial circumstances. Some had already suffered sexual abuse. More names are coming out all the time. The question is whether that results in people being brought to justice. I'm a little pessimistic at this point. Yeah, he's not the only one, and he has all rights to be, because it is a cause for pessimism. You would think that when they had the chance here with Maxwell, they would have really extended the scope of what they were going for, but they didn't do it. And at the time, I've said a million times, it's very concerning to see the small scope of what their charges are, and then come time for sentencing and the trial, people are all shocked that a bunch of names weren't named. Well, if you were paying attention, you knew that this case was crafted in that manner. But now that Maxwell has been hemmed up and they've had a successful prosecution here, you would think that they'd smell some blood in the water and they'd go harder in the paint, but that is not the case. During Tuesday's sentencing, Judge Allison Nathan named former Epstein associate Sarah Kellen as a knowing participant in the criminal conspiracy. The judge says this. And you mean to tell me there's no prosecutors sitting around right now stuffing their face full of expensive lunch food from Manhattan in the SDNY that wants to go after these people or after Sarah Kellen Vickers? Why is that? Ms. Kellen was identified by survivors at Maxwell's trial as having booked them for massages with Epstein at his Palm Beach mansion. The defendant, Maxwell was Epstein's number two and lady of the house, Judge Nathan said during the sentencing. At some point, Kellen took over some of the defendant's duties. But even after that time, the defendant retained her leadership position, as evidenced by Carolyn's testimony. Yeah, that's how it broke down. She was the number two. I always break it down in terms like the mafia. You have Epstein, he's the boss. You have Maxwell, the underboss. And Jean-Luc Brunel, well, that was the consigliere. And underneath all of them are the capos. And Sarah Kellen Vickers is as much of a capo as Mike Francisi's was. Carolyn was one of the four survivors who testified at Maxwell's trial and was only identified by her first name. Miss Roberts has claimed she was trafficked to have sex with Harvard University law professor Alan Dershowitz. The allegation has not been proven, and Professor Dershowitz adamantly denies it or any knowledge of other offending. And he's not the only one, right? Dershowitz certainly isn't the only one. But he's certainly one that has had the finger pointed at him. But has that affected him? No, of course not. We saw Mr. I Kept My Underpants On. Has he lost any status or prestige? Has anyone kicked in his door, stole his cell phone so they can go through records? None of that happened. Instead, the naked volleyball player of Martha's Vineyard finds himself in the spotlight once again defending Donald Trump this time. So another person who has been credibly accused here has not had to answer any kind of serious questions from people in authority when it comes to what they're being accused of. In 2019, Miss Roberts sued Professor Dershowitz for defamation and emotional distress, and he since countersued her. The case is ongoing. Professor Dershowitz told The Independent in an interview he had visited Epstein's home in Palm Beach and his private island, Little St. James, and never seen any young or naked women. It was a deep, dark secret. Everything he did in a part of the house which was off limits to anybody, he said. Nobody knew any of this. Nobody would have associated with Epstein if we had known any of this. Bro, shut up. You're over there getting massages by who the hell knows who at his house. Mr. I Kept My Underpants On Dershowitz. And we all know what massage was synonymous for over in the world of Epstein. So Dershowitz is another one, and I'm glad he's going to get outed here in this defamation case. Dershowitz said he saw pictures on the walls of the Palm Beach mansion of the billionaire with famous people, including Bill Clinton and Fidel Castro. A man accused of sexual crimes and a dictator. Fantastic company. He had me on the wall. I was one of the famous people, and believe me, I was fully dressed. You know, he makes a joke of it, like anyone thinks he's funny. Like his old ass is a comedian or something. Bro, the only thing funny is that you think people actually believe you. That's what's funny. He said he believed Maxwell's sentence and conviction was unjust. Of course he did. Birds of a feather and all, right? Mr. Boyce claimed it was stretching credulity for anyone in Epstein's orbit to maintain they couldn't have known what was going on. Everybody who was associated with the survivors has heard reams of testimony about how obvious it was what Epstein was doing. Survivor after survivor and law enforcement officers have testified how there were all these topless girls at the swimming pool and naked pictures of girls around the house. It was not something that people could miss. No, it wasn't. He had chess pieces carved into the likeness of his employees naked and shit. He had pictures of gross-ass, stank-ass Ghislaine Maxwell's busted ass all over the walls naked and shit. What do you mean you missed it? Mr. Boyes, chairman and managing partner at Boyes Schiller Flexner, typically charges up to $2,000 an hour for his services. But he and fellow managing partner Sigrid McCauley represented Miss Roberts free of charge throughout their pursuit of Maxwell and Epstein. And that's great. That's good that they did that. But in reality, we know that they also did it to help their own profile. They know that moving forward, this is good for them. They win this case against these people, bang, they're going to make a ton of dough. And the same goes for a prosecutor. And that's why it's so crazy to me that not one of these prosecutors, even a junior prosecutor, hasn't stepped up to the plate and said, look, give me that whole entire caseload and let me slam these fools. In court on Tuesday, Ms. McCauley read a survivor impact statement from Ms. Roberts, which she described Maxwell as a wolf in sheep's clothing. "You could have put an end to the rapes, the molestations, the sickening manipulations that you arranged, witnessed, and even took part in. You could have called the authorities and reported that you were part of something awful. And she didn't, right? And if you don't do that, then what? You're complicit." "Oh, I was scared. I was held against my will." "Okay, well, what happens when Epstein is gone from your life and you still have not come forward?" Speculation that Maxwell could flip on her former associates in order to receive a reduced sentence has never eventuated. Her brother, Ian Maxwell, told the Sunday Times in January that she had no plans to pursue a plea deal or offer up information about who else was involved. Maxwell has maintained her innocence and plans to appeal the verdict and the sentence. The Independent contacted the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York to ask if it plans to prosecute anyone else in relation to the conspiracy, and if not, whether it would unseal any records related to the case. Public Affairs Chief Nicholas Biasi declined to comment. "Oh, of course, that's what they'll say. Oh, it's an ongoing investigation. You can't have any of these files. You know, you, the taxpayer." So, if this is not an ongoing investigation still, and they're not going after the co-conspirators, they need to turn over and unseal every file that they have. And then let's see what's what. My guess is, unfortunately, folks, they won't do either. All right, that's going to do it. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycappucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that we discussed can be found in the description box.